This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Former U.S. President Donald Trump Thursday entered not guilty pleas to four felony charges related to attempts to overturn his 2020 election loss to President Joe Biden. Details now from VOA's chief national correspondent, Steve Herman in Washington.
Amid chants of lock him up outside the courtroom from a crowd of protesters and supporters, a grim-faced Donald Trump appeared before a federal magistrate. As the criminal case was read, Trump shook his head to signify disagreement with allegations that he broke the law in seeking to overturn his presidential re-election defeat nearly 3 years ago. The arraignment took place immediately after the former president was fingerprinted and booked. Despite facing a total of 78 felony charges, Trump remains the overwhelming front-runner for next year's Republican Party presidential nomination. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
The U.S. Justice Department announced Thursday the arrest of two U.S. Navy sailors on charges of passing sensitive national security material to China. At a news conference in San Diego, Assistant U.S. Attorney General Matt Olson said the two active-duty U.S. service members, Wenhen Zhao and Xinhao Wei, have been charged with passing the secrets to China in exchange for thousands of dollars. He said the information they shared included photos, videos, and technical manuals of naval movements, operations, defense, and weapons capabilities. Both were charged with espionage. Olson said because of the actions of the sailors, this sensitive military information ended up in the hands of the People's Republic of China.
China, among all such nations, stands apart in terms of the threat that its government poses to the United States. China is unrivaled in the audacity and in the range of its malign efforts to subvert our laws.
You'll find more information on this story and all the stories we're covering today at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. military is considering putting armed personnel on commercial ships traveling through the Strait of Hormuz. It would be an unprecedented action aimed at stopping Iran from seizing and harassing civilian vessels. More now from Associated Press correspondent Shelley Adler.
The U.S. military is considering putting armed personnel on commercial ships traveling through the Strait of Hormuz to stop Iran from seizing and harassing civilian vessels. That's what four American officials told the Associated Press. If implemented, it would be an extraordinary step by the Pentagon. The military is dealing with a renewed effort by Iran to harass and seize ships traveling in the Strait, which is where 20% of all the world's crude oil passes through. I'm Shelley Adler.
Supporters of Niger's junta marched in the capital, Niamey, on Thursday to protest against West African sanctions as regional defense chiefs discussed possible intervention to restore democracy. Reuters correspondent Olivia Zelina has more.
The people of Niger are free today, says this woman, a day she said she never saw coming. Others decried the sanctions imposed by the Economic Community of West African State, or ECOWAS. They were announced after President Mohamed Bazoum was overthrown last week. General Abdourahmane Tchiani, the former head of Niger's presidential guard, has since declared himself head of state. This is the seventh coup in West and Central Africa since 2020, and follows recent military takeovers in Mali, Burkina Faso, and Guinea. ECOWAS said coups will no longer be tolerated in the region, adding it could authorize the use of force if soldiers did not restore Bazoum to power by Sunday.
That's Reuters correspondent Olivia Zelino reporting. Six former law enforcement officers in the southern U.S. state of Mississippi have been charged with federal civil rights offenses against two black men. Associated Press correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Federal prosecutors say six white former law enforcement officers in Mississippi who call themselves the Goon Squad have pleaded guilty to a racist assault on two black men who were brutalized during a home raid that ended with an officer shooting one man in the mouth. The men were also assaulted with a sex object. The civil rights charges were unsealed Thursday as the officers, five former Rankin County Sheriff's deputies, and an ex-Richland police officer appeared in federal court and pleaded guilty. The charges come after an Associated Press investigation that linked the deputies involved in the episode to at least four violent encounters with black men since 2019 that left two dead and another with lasting injuries. I'm Norman Hall.
You'll find videos, pictures, and more on our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.